Store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman Channel and get started today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Monday, and we're starting the week off with a very, very important show. Both hours today are very, very critical. During the first hour, we'll be talking with Dr. James Oshman about energy medicine and its role in the therapeutic role and also in performance. And then later in the show, we're going to have Kirk Kardashian on. Kirk has authored a book called Milk Money about the dwindling dairy farmer in America. You know that this is a subject near and dear to my heart. So we'll be talking to Kirk Kardashian in the second hour. Just want to remind everybody, today is the 15th. It's the last day to nominate Superhuman Radio in the 8th Annual Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com. Nominate us for both People's Choice and also the Health and Fitness segment. And let's see if we can't get some recognition this year amongst all of those really, really big mainstream players. Who knows? Maybe somebody will pay attention to us. Okay. Dr. James Oshman is somebody who spent majority of his career studying the importance and the prevalence of energy medicine. How you doing, Dr. Oshman?
I'm doing great. I'm excited by your title, Superhuman Radio. I've actually written a book on energy medicine and therapeutics and human performance, and I'm very interested in what it takes to go to the limits of what is possible and even beyond in terms of therapies and in terms of performance.
Yeah, no, that's right. Right up our alley. It really, really is. And this is a subject that I've wanted to talk about for a long time. And you have a vast amount of knowledge. Give me a brief history of energy medicine. When did we realize that energy could be therapeutic?
Well, people have been using energy in healing for a very long time. The Greeks used actually electric eels. They shocked people with electric eels. And that stimulated healing. We have much more subtle and gentle and effective ways of doing, of applying electricity and magnetism, light, sound, and so on. Every form of energy has a therapeutic approach. And it really started to happen in earnest after the discovery of animal electricity. This was Galvani. Something 150 years ago, and people started using electricity for healing. And by the 1900, electricity was widely used in the U.S. and Europe. And then the medical establishment decided to phase out electrical healing and phase in pharmaceutical healing, and they succeeded pretty successfully in eliminating electrical devices, and also homeopathy was kind of overpowered.
Right.
It's coming back, and electrical healing and magnetic healing are coming back. Since the 1950s, very distinguished medical researchers in the U.S. have rediscovered that electricity will stimulate the healing of bone fractures that have failed to heal. It's called a non-union or a failure to heal. It's a difficult and expensive medical condition, and they discovered that they could the words used by the orthopedic surgeon, Andrew Bassett, you can jumpstart the healing process even in bones that haven't healed for 40 years.
But now, is this really, when we use the term electricity, we think of the AC and or DC voltages that drive our electronic devices. But in the bone healing, is it not a pulsed electromagnetic field that they use to stimulate the knitting of bones?
It is. It's a pulsed electromagnetic field, and it has to be a very low intensity. If it's too high in intensity, it doesn't work, or it can actually create problems. So the biggest discovery in terms of the science behind energy medicine is that small amounts of energy can produce big effects. And the reason for that is that the cells in our bodies are amplifiers. They have technology for amplifying very weak signals. And this is why these therapies, these energy therapies, seem like they shouldn't be doing anything, because they're so gentle and they can produce dramatic results. Sometimes healing conditions that Western medicine just has no way of treating.
Okay, so let's talk about something. One could say, well, first of all, there are naturally occurring electromagnetic fields that emanate from the core of the earth up through the earth, and then there's additional electromagnetic fields that seem to occur in the atmosphere above the earth. So one could say that we have evolved in the presence of these beneficial fields. Would that be a true statement?
That's a true statement.
Okay. So with that being said, obviously these fields are very, very low level fields. They're very difficult to measure, and rightfully so. So this would kind of coincide with your what you're saying here, that we seem to respond better to these very low level fields because they probably are the ones that we evolved under.
Well, two things about that. First of all, it's relatively easy. I need to correct you on that. It's easy to measure these fields, and in fact, the variation in the Earth's electrical field, known as the Schumann resonance, is monitored all over the world all the time. So there are geophysical laboratories that are monitoring that field all the time. There are fields from the core of the Earth, as you suggest. And these fields are important. One of the ways we have become disconnected from the variations in the Earth's field is, believe it or not, by wearing insulating shoes
yes.
that have
rubber
plastic
soles.
Or rubber on the bottom.
As opposed to leather-soled shoes or barefooting, obviously.
Right. And so that's a very interesting, exciting area of research that I'm personally involved in, and it's been fascinating and extremely rewarding. It's rare that a scientist gets to work on a project that can help literally millions of people improve their health and well-being and longevity.
Now, let's talk about, before we go into the break, let's just touch on the Schumann wave for a second. I believe, and I stand to be corrected, it's either 9.6 hertz or 10 hertz, correct?
It varies from time to time depending on atmospheric and geophysical conditions. When there are sunspots, the frequency can shift. The average is 7.8, but it does vary all the time.
Okay, so I have a brief background in the two-way radio and mobile telephone business, so I'm slightly articulate about radio frequencies. So obviously these are very, very low frequency waveforms. 9.6, 7, 10. These are very, if you were able to hear them, they would be like a low hum, if anything at all. I want to just get this out in the open up front, and then we're going to talk about the positive benefits. But there's something, if energy can be a medicine, it also could be something that would help you develop pathologies and malignancies as well. We are a wash in what I like to call an RF soup. I talk about it on the show all the time. We have routers and cordless phones, cell phones, and we have microwave antennas transmitting frequencies from one part of the country to the other. And then, we have the AC 60 cycle that is, emanating from the walls of our homes that we can't see. All of these frequencies are incident upon us. if these low-level frequencies that we're going to start talking about that, that can have a therapeutic and human performance benefit, is it not also possible that all of these other frequencies, these man-made frequencies that now we're now awash in, can actually have the opposite effect on us?
Well, it is possible. It's an area of great concern. We're part of a big experiment. We don't know what the long-term effects on our health are going to be. So welcome to the guinea pig colony.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman. And you can go to his website. And first of all, he has three fantastic books, but also several speaking engagements lined up. If you go to energyresearch.us, you can learn all about him. This is a really important subject because we, in my humble opinion, the net effect in life is what we're always looking for. We have things that are pushing us in the wrong direction, and we have to balance that out with things that are pushing us in the right direction so that we have a net zero effect on our health. And we're going to be talking about the positive things that you can do by utilizing energies to keep you healthy, while some of these other energies out there are probably not doing the same thing. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman about energy medicine. You know, I think that a lot of people, when we start talking about energy medicine, they almost think that we're talking about metaphysics. But you have to understand that your body is a network of chemical reactions, and many of those chemical reactions lead to the actual production of electricity. So why is it not logical that energy can have an effect on your body if your body produces energy as well? Look at the electrocardiogram. Dr. Oshman, I think it was Dr. Paul Dudley White, who was Franklin Delano Roosevelt's physician in the early 1900s, that started the American Heart Association, and he was the one who brought the EKG from France, I believe, to the United States, when we could actually read the electrical pulses of the heart, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so do you think that a lot of people, when you start talking about this stuff, do they get glazed over and think you're talking about metaphysics? Like, oh, come on, you know, you really think that this is going to have an effect on me?
Well, there has been a definite trend to discourage people from thinking about energy because it's not been as profitable as pharmaceuticals, but energy medicine has been used to treat cancer, for example, for 100 years.
Give me an example. Like how so?
There's a device called the Lakovsky generator, and there are many others. I've gone into the history of energy medicine very carefully. There are a number of people who made dramatic breakthroughs who are regarded as charlatans, which is a way of discouraging people from looking at something that is potentially very valuable and important. One of the big issues that I've discovered that kind of keeps everything in a state of unrecognition as far as energy medicine is concerned is that physicians don't learn any physics in medical school. So when you talk to them about electricity or light or magnetism or frequencies, they get that glazed over look because they don't know what you're talking about. So in my lectures, I teach the basics, and it's not very complicated. A few simple laws of physics straighten things out. For example, Ampere's law is a fundamental law of electromagnetism. It's over 150 years old. It always works, and it tells us that when a current flows through a conductor, a magnetic field is created in the surrounding space. And the human body has a big conductor, which is called the circulatory system, and it has a big battery, which is the heart, which produces electricity that goes up and down in our bodies through the circulatory system. And it's required by the law of physics to create a magnetic field in the space around the body. We call it a biomagnetic field. And there's a lot of healing work that goes on using the fields of people. Practitioners use their hands to project energy fields into their patient, and they get great results. And it looks a little strange at first until you realize that basic laws of electromagnetism are in play. And when you see, for example, now if I go to the local hospital or the place, the elderly care facility,
right.
I see Reiki in operation everywhere. That's very popular. And the practitioner, the nurse, or the other social worker or whatever will be holding their hands over a person's head. Well, what could that be doing? It calms people down. They relax. They like it. And now the local hospitals throughout New England, where I live, are offering Reiki pre and post surgery.
Really?
And it's a very successful program. People love it.
Okay, so now let's talk about something that seems to really be gaining a lot of popularity amongst those of us more open-minded. And when you talked about the rubber soles of shoes, the dielectric effects of our clothing, we have lost that connection, that bioelectric connection to the earth and this waveform that we talked about earlier that we evolved under. So now there's a movement of breast, and some people call it earthing, others call it grounding. Can you talk a little bit about that and what some of the research out there that shows that it has an effect?
Well, there are two very important things we get from the earth. One is a set of frequencies, and this is the key to jet lag. When you get off the airplane and you don't feel right, take your shoes and socks off and stand in the grass for 15 minutes, and it'll reset your biological clocks. The pineal gland, the master clock in the body, will get reset to the place where you are. So that's an electrical frequency connection with the earth. And the other one that is extremely important is that the earth is a source of electrons. And we really evolved going barefoot, sleeping on the earth, or sleeping on animal hides that are conductive. So we evolved through most of our history of evolution in contact with the earth. And now we have made that disconnect. And what we're finding in our research is that has had a big effect on the immune system. It's led to a lot of autoimmune disorders. And it's really amazing if you have an autoimmune condition and you're suffering, it's amazing how much relief you can get simply by going outside and taking your shoes and socks off. It's incredible.
Does it have to be the feet? I mean, there's a lot of people who garden, for instance, so they get their hands in the dirt for hours at a time. Does that have the same effect, or is there something magical about having the feet planted because it's bipolar? You have some sort of induction point and an area for it to come back out again.
Well, the key is to get it into your acupuncture meridian system, and there are something like 60 points, acupuncture points on the feet, but there are points all over your hands, so even if you're wearing shoes in the garden, if you get your hands in the soil, you're connecting with the earth, and if you ask most gardeners, they'll tell you that it really feels good to get out there and get down and dirty, so to speak, and it's more than just it's nice to grow plants. It's really good for your body, and what we're finding in the research is all kinds of physiological benefits, bringing balance, which you mentioned at the end of the last segment, bringing balance to all of the physiological systems in the body, which are running on electrons. They all depend on electrons.
What about the notion of grounding? There's something new coming out now that's becoming very popular, and there's companies that are actually selling apparatuses. And I haven't done enough research, but my takeaway of it is you kind of drive a stake into the ground outside the house, sort of like you would for a lightning rod. Then you attach, let's say, the mattress cover of your bed to that, and so you're grounded to the earth, even though your bed is up on the second floor. Am I misunderstanding this whole premise of grounding?
Yes, it's that simple. The way I describe it is these sheets that are available from EarthFX Incorporated. Go to earthing.com. The sheets have silver fibers woven into them. Silver is a wonderful material. It's antibacterial, antifungal, and it's the best electrical conductor of all of the metals. And the silver fibers connect to a wire that goes out your bedroom window to a rod that's stuck into the earth. It's about a foot long, and you stick it in next to a healthy plant, and all you have to do is set that up. No refills, you just set that up on your bed, and you get all of the benefits of sleeping grounded or earthed, which are many. So it's a very simple thing to do, and it's probably the best simple thing you can do to enhance your health and your longevity. Best thing you can do of all.
First of all, tell me some of the benefits. You said there are many benefits to grounding. So what are some of the things that people notice early on when they, you know, the first couple nights or the first night that they sleep grounded?
Well, something like 60 million Americans don't sleep well. They have insomnia. And a frequent observation is that people sleep better. They have sometimes it's like the first good night's sleep they've had for a long time. And sleeping, having a good night's sleep, is known to be extremely good for you, and not sleeping has a lot of hazards associated with
right.
it, health hazards.
Right.
So that's the first thing that people notice. And then they notice the reason they're sleeping better is their aches and pains have diminished. And the reason for that is aches and pains are caused by inflammation. And the electrons from the earth are the best antioxidants. They're nature's own antioxidants. And they're very good for you for getting rid of inflammation, even from old injuries. So that's the next thing. The most exciting thing, the most recent research shows that getting connected to the earth thins the blood. It decreases the viscosity of the blood.
Mm.
And that's extremely important because cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the world, and every aspect of cardiovascular disease has been associated by clinical research with elevated blood viscosity.
Right, so, hemodynamic changes, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. And that's, I mean, if you have a loved one who has cardiovascular issues, the best thing they can do is get outside in their bare feet. There's only one thing they have to watch out for if they're taking blood thinners, like Coumadin,
right.
They have to check with their doctor to make sure that their blood doesn't get too thin. In fact, they might be able to get off the Coumadin.
Now what about this other notion? And keep in mind, I have just enough knowledge about some of these things to be dangerous and ask stupid questions, so I'm saying that up front. If I ground, right, I drive this stake into the ground, I run the wire up, I purchase the silver-woven sheets, am I not creating an antenna that's actually going to attract a lot of this pollution RF that's out there to me?
Actually, the opposite is the case. It's like a protective shield around your body. It enables your body to repel the fields, the electrical fields in the environment.
So then, so in other words, instead of becoming an antenna, it becomes an attenuator.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that makes perfect sense. Really, but I just wanted to clear that up because one of the reasons, okay, I personally sleep with a pulsed electromagnetic field device beneath my mattress that is a 9.6 hertz flat wave pulse. It's a very, very low Gauss level, and it's supposed to kind of recreate the Schaumann wave. And I've been sleeping with this for years beneath my bed. And the research on this technology, for those out there who are non-believers of this, that we're talking about here, let me tell you this. NASA did a watershed study over the course of 8 years looking at osteopenia, osteoporosis that occurs in zero gravity that led them to start experimenting with pulse electromagnetic field devices that ended up causing, the research showed that the PEMF actually reversed the osteopenia, osteoporosis that occurs in zero gravity. So now every spaceship that goes up has a pulsed electromagnetic field device in the seat that the astronaut sits in and sleeps in so that it reverses the negative effects of zero gravity, zero electromagnetic fields. Are you aware of that also, Dr. Oshman?
Yes, I've heard about that, and a lot of people swear by that technology and get a lot of benefit from it. Certainly, you can't ground a spaceship very well.
Yeah, so you have to kind of recreate what you can. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman, and you can go to his website, and that is energyresearch.us. He's got great books, great information, and speaking engagements listed there. I would suggest you get there soon. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about more that you can do to help take advantage of energy medicine. We'll be right back.
No, I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including Androstenedione Trione, D-Aspartic Acid, and stinging nettle root. The power patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a 2-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman about energy medicine. Okay, so I can ground myself. I could probably, could I even ground my home, or is that not a realistic thing with all of the AC wiring and everything else that's running through it?
Someday homes will be built so that you're grounded all the time. You can get, we will have eventually carpets that are electrically conductive that are grounded, and beds and foot pads, and everywhere you go, you will be connected with the earth. That all that technology is not yet available, but in due course, homes and buildings will be designed that way, offices will be designed that way, because this makes an enormous difference in the health and well-being of people. And also, there are now some shoes that you can get. They're called plugs, P-L-U-G-G-Z, plugs, which are shoes that have a little conductive plug right by kidney one, which is the point on the ball of your foot, which is a very good place to connect with the earth. So eventually we'll redo our living spaces, our working spaces, because it makes a huge difference in our lives.
What about, okay, so how, if I want to start utilizing the energy from the earth, should I be doing this 15 minutes a day, get out there and stand barefoot, even lay on the ground with, you know, cotton shirt, cotton pants? Obviously, those are not dielectric. They're conductive. Or do I have to do it more frequently in the beginning if I want a therapeutic effect?
Well, 15 minutes barefoot on the out in the grass will be really, you'll notice a big difference right away. And if you have asthma or some kind of inflammation, even if you overeat at Christmas time and you feel all stuffy in the stomach, that's an inflammation. That will be taken care of with 15 minutes standing barefoot on the ground. So you'll notice things right away if you do that.
I always feel better after taking a shower.
Exactly.
I've always attributed it to the stimulatory effects of the water. But now with this discussion, I have to believe that there's some grounding effect taking place when I'm in the shower.
Absolutely. The water comes through the earth in metal pipes, and it's laden with electrons. And it, you know that if you're feeling kind of funky and tired, if you take a shower, you feel energized. Well, what is happening is you've restored your electron balance in your body, and it works.
We have a growing number of people in the United States have developed arrhythmias. Now, there's a variety of different reasons for arrhythmias, obviously. But some of them, I believe, have to be exclusively electro as opposed to mechanical, such as a valve problem. And so kind of the wiring gets confused in the heart or overwhelmed. Can grounding help people who have arrhythmias?
Well, if you look in our book, which is called Earthing, you will find that there are examples of people with arrhythmias, and there was one fellow who had to jumpstart his heart every morning by giving himself a big shock, and as soon as he started grounding himself, that went away. Now, these are just testimonials. I'm a scientist, and testimonials don't mean a whole lot in science, but they are examples of people who have had great success with arrhythmias. And arrhythmia is another consequence of thick blood, elevated blood viscosity. Elevated blood viscosity affects all aspects of heart function.
Yeah. Okay. Are there areas of the world that, you know, we talk about places like Taos, New Mexico, as being spiritual centers of the world? When people go there, they say they can feel the energy. I've felt it myself. Are there areas of the world that seem to provide a greater energy therapeutic effect? And if so, why is that? Is the crust thinner there, or what's the reason?
Well, I've never been to Taos, so I'm not sure about that, but I'd like to try it out, but I wouldn't be surprised. The Earth's surface differs in its composition from place to place. The strength of the Earth's electric and magnetic fields varies from place to place, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are some really nice places to be. I know that there are places in Europe where there's a tradition of you get up in the morning and you go walking barefoot for 2 hours while the dew is still on the grass. And these people in Switzerland and Germany, certain areas, are very healthy, and they're not going to stop doing that. They like it.
Interesting. Are there any gender differences to energy medicine? And I have a reason for asking this. Are women more sensitive than men, or vice versa?
What we have noticed is that this makes total sense to women. And when you tell a man about it, often he goes to the hardware store and he buys a bunch of chicken wire and some wires and tries to rig up something. But there's nothing like these sheets, and you can feel them. They feel great. They're very nicely made. They're made of...
But I mean, I guess what I'm getting at, are men more responsive to the effects and maybe even the awareness of energy medicine than women?
It totally depends on what's going on with you. Some people are very healthy and they don't notice anything. Other people have particular disorders that are bothering them, both men and women, and they notice an immediate effect. We've had people with lupus who the pain goes away dramatically when they start sleeping grounded, but not completely. And then they discover that if they can put a foot pad underneath their table where their computer is and put their bare feet on the grounding pad while they're sitting at their computer, the rest of their aches and pains go away. So for some people, they need to be grounded as much as possible. The more they're grounded, the better they'll feel.
I guess the reason I'm asking this is for this reason. We know that men accumulate iron at a much higher degree than women do, up and through the point that women go through menopause, and then they catch up, and that's because when women have the menstrual cycle, they rid themselves of some blood, small amounts of iron as well. And so I'm wondering if some of us are more predisposed because of higher mineral content in our tissue, higher iron content in our tissue, to be more sensitive to energy medicine because we're more like antennas, high-powered antennas versus dull-powered antennas. Any idea?
Well, I think that's a very interesting idea, and I never thought of that, and I never heard of anybody discussing that before, and I will certainly look into it. It's you're thinking. I like that.
Well, the reason I've been playing with the pulse electromagnetic fields now for a decade, and one of the things I've noticed is some people get it, and they put it under their bed, and it actually becomes overstimulatory, while others, like myself, it lulls me into sleep. And I've looked at the number of men versus women who this has happened to, and I've actually asked some women, you know, where are you? Have you gone through menopause? And what I found out that men tend to be more sensitive to the PEMF than women, and women who have gone through menopause have a potential to be more sensitive than women who have not. And that's when I started thinking, I wonder if it's because of the accumulation of iron in the body, and as a result, they become more like antenna, you know, stronger antenna, more sensitive antenna, because they have more metallic in their body that makes them more susceptible to feeling the energy in the first place. What about minerals? Do we have to pay attention to our mineral intake if we want to take advantage of energy medicine?
Well, it's very important. You've hit on a very important thing, and I've come across something that comes from Europe that is incredible in terms of trace minerals. It's called Quinton, Quinton. And this is seawater that is taken out of the richest parts of the ocean where there are rich growths of plankton and all sorts of life. Animals come there to lay their eggs, specific places in the Atlantic Ocean, and the Quinton people go out and collect the water, they cold filter it, and they send it to you in little vials, and the fellow that I've been talking to tells me, this is your body's first experience of the whole periodic table of the elements. All of the elements in the human body, all the elements essential to life are in the seawater, and it also has nutrients. And people who have digestive problems love this stuff. They have a little vial of it in the morning, and it straightens out their digestive system. And I think that any energy medicine treatment benefits from the patient having a little bit of trace minerals before the session. And there's no better way than to get it from this Quinton water. It comes from, there are many websites, but the best one is Original Quinton.
It makes perfect sense because for those of us who remember having to add water to our car batteries before they became maintenance-free car batteries, we know that when the concentration of electrolytes changes, your body either produces more or less energy. So it would stand to reason that minerals would play some sort of compensatory role in energy medicine.
Well, actually, they make the body's tissues more conductive. And that's very important for energy work, for the energy to move about within the body, for electrons to move. It's very valuable to have a good slug of trace minerals every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman. His website is energyresearch.us. Later in the show, we will have Kirk Kardashian on, author of Milk Money, Cash, Cows, and the Death of the American Dairy Farm. Very, very important discussion, continuing discussion on this show, especially for those of us who enjoy raw and pasteurized milk and find it increasingly harder and harder to find. We're going to be talking about that later in the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. James Oshman about energy medicine. Now, real briefly, we talk about energy medicine as a therapeutic, and obviously therapeutics affect performance. What kind of research is there out there about energy medicine as a performance enhancer?
Well, performance, all performances have to do with energy, obviously. I mean, ask any athletes, they'll tell you. They, to the extent that they have mastered their own energy system, they will be successful. I advocate for any athlete or performer of any kind, before an event, spend 15 minutes barefoot on the earth. two things will happen. You will recharge your energy system. You will get electrons into your mitochondria. You know that mitochondria create the ATP
right.
that you use for your energy. And you can be deprived, you can be deficient of electrons. So recharge your energy system by getting grounded. And also, the body stores electrons. And this is very important should you happen to have an accident, fall down, or something like that. Athletes have injuries all the time, and what they want, most of all, is to recover quickly.
Right.
So if you fall down, if your energy system is, your electron system is charged, your healing will take place very rapidly. If you can get yourself in contact with the earth, with the bare earth, with your skin, the sooner you do that, the better. Of course, if you get run over by a truck, go to the trauma center first, but getting grounded can greatly accelerate injury repair.
Okay. In life, too much of a good thing becomes a bad thing. Is there too much, or can you spend too much time in contact with the earth and or grounding?
I don't think so. I don't think it's possible. You can't. The body is a very reliable system. It knows what to do with its energy balance if it has all the ingredients. It's, you know that you need sunshine for vitamin D, and you need the earth for your immune system. And the body has ways of storing electrons, and they can't store too much. There's no such thing as too much electrons.
You know, if you're lucky enough to still have metallic pipe in your home, because everything's gone to kind of like a PVC at some point in time. You could even have copper underneath the sink, but it goes down and it attaches to some PVC pipe in the wall. But if you have a home that's old enough and has copper pipe, let's say, bringing water in and out of the house, is it adequate enough just to use that as a grounding source, you know, to get in the wall, put, because they have those grounding coupling devices that you can use for electrical AC wiring, and then use that to attach your sheets to or your grounding pad at your desk or whatever?
We don't recommend copper pipes because sometimes they are electrified. They're
you're
not
right.
always a
yes.
good ground.
Some, yeah.
They
yeah.
should be, but they aren't always.
Yeah, you're right. As a matter of fact, sometimes when they're used as a grounding source, they pick up residual electricity that doesn't make it out of the house, and it just kind of electrifies the pipe.
Exactly. You're quite astute about these things. You're really doing a great service by discussing these things for people and making them aware of these things.
Well, thank you.
Congratulate you.
You know, I was always amazed as a kid. I spent summers in Upper Greenwood Lake, New Jersey with my grandmother, and we had a lightning rod on the house. And the notion of a lightning rod, to me, I was like, well, that's going to attract lightning to the house. Why would you want this antenna on the roof? But the reality is that if lightning is going to hit, that just gets it to hit a spot that is more passive in dissipation and letting it get into the earth as opposed to going through non-conductive material in the house, right?
Exactly. You're
so,
right.
So is there any threat for me grounding myself to a spike outside in the ground to then attracting lightning to hit me in my bed?
Sleeping grounded does not increase or decrease your chances of being electrified by lightning. It doesn't affect it at all.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I don't want to wake up a griddle cake one morning. So obviously. Listen, this is really great stuff. How long have you been talking about this now?
I've been working on this for about 10 years, and I can tell you it's really been an amazing journey. We have about a dozen scientists working on this, finding out the various physiological effects. The brain wave changes, the body relaxes, the autonomic nervous system shifts immediately when you become grounded.
You know what? That's what I noticed first. And I wasn't going to talk about my own personal experience, but I want to ask you about your personal experience before we close the show. One of the things I noticed was when I stand on the ground, I feel like I become calmer. I can actually feel my heart rate slow down. And then I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm listening to myself, and that happens normally. So I really can't say unequivocally, oh, yeah, when I get grounded and stand on the grass outside, I notice my heart rate slow down and I calm down. But is that a common statement that people say when they first ground themselves?
Yes, and in fact, we have measured those changes taking place. We've published papers in peer-reviewed scientific journals about those changes. So you're right. The heart can slow down, but even more important, the heart rate variability goes up. And heart rate variability is a very important measure related to longevity. The heart rate needs to vary from moment to moment. If it doesn't, you're in trouble. And
really?
That has to do with your heart and your autonomic nervous system adapting to what you're doing.
I used to worry about that. When I would take a deep breath, I would notice my heart would slow down, and then it would speed right up again. And it's like, I actually thought that was a bad thing. I was thinking, gee, why is my heart so sensitive to everything that I'm doing?
Well, you're right on, because that, in fact, happens, and that is well-documented. There's a well-documented connection between the breathing rate and the heart rate. And yes, you take a deep breath, and your heart slows down. It happens with anybody.
How about yourself? Do you practice earthing every day? Do you get out there and get your feet in the grass every day?
I do what I can as much as I can. I sleep grounded. The Clint Ober, the fellow who developed all these technologies, has developed a beautiful mattress, and it's really magnificent. And he sent me one, and it's a grounded mattress. You just put your grounded sheet on it. You don't have to connect wires to the sheet. It's already grounded. It's extremely comfortable. So I sleep on that mattress all the time. And
so you don't have to attach it to the earth outside, right?
Oh, yeah, it's attached.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Because I was going to say, I know you can do things like that with ferrite. Ferrite is a great has a great absorptive ability to frequency and magnetic effects. Are you familiar with ferrite?
Oh, yes. I've used ferrite coils when I was a kid making my crystal set.
Okay, so is a ferrite bracelet a good thing for a person to wear because it kind of will absorb all of the pollution, the RF pollution?
Well, I don't know about that. You will discover that there are new things coming out all the time that are alleged to help protect you from electromagnetic pollution, and you should put one on your cell phone and all of that. And we need testing of these things.
Yeah.
We don't know which ones work. I just came across one. I was in Malaysia, and I met a fellow who has developed a technology which is called Flow, F-L-O-W-W. And you can check it out on the web. And this system is supposed to take the electrosmog, the electromagnetic pollution in your environment, and convert it into frequencies that are good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's called constructive interference. It's actually a phenomenon that you have to understand when you are someone who works in the field of RF. Very, very interesting. I'm going to have to check that out for sure. Listen, Dr. Oshman, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking about this. And I hope that you keep in touch, because I'd love to hear more as your research provides greater enlightenment about the benefits of energy medicine.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing, and do keep in touch.
I will. And please, everybody, go to energyresearch.us to learn more about Dr. James Oshman. When we come back, we'll have Kirk Kardashian on talking about dairy farmers in the United States. What the heck is going on with them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Shlomo. DJ Yoda.
DJ Hero.
Here
he comes. Here comes the
leader.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Two things. One reminder. Today is the 15th. It's the last day to nominate Superhuman Radio in the 8th Annual Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com. Nominate us for both the People's Choice and the Health and Fitness segment, please. Number two, I want to recognize a new sponsor, Way Natural USA. Ironically, they're starting today, right when we're going to get started with this discussion about Kirk Kardashian's new book. Way Natural USA uses grass-fed milk from Amish dairy farmers to produce a non-pasteurized form of whey protein from raw, unpasteurized, grass-fed milk. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner to learn more. And thank you to them for sponsoring. Welcome to the show, Kirk Kardashian. How are you?
Thanks a lot, Carl. I'm doing great.
You are an unlikely one to take on the plight of the dairy farmer. You kind of got into this sideways, right? You have a child that goes to a daycare at a farm, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, and then I moved to Vermont, and we started taking our daughter to daycare on a dairy farm back in 2007. And so I had a chance to get to know a small farm family. And
the irony is that the story is very similar to ones that we've told on this show ad infinitum, and that is that this is a dairy farm that has been in the family for generations, right?
Right, yeah.
But they're at risk of losing their farm now.
That's right. Just as so many other dairy farms are as well. Just because the cost of production is high and it's not being reflected in the milk price that they're receiving.
Now I want to say something, and I'm not just saying this because it's this interview. Dairy farmers are the hardest working of all of the farmers out there, and I'm going to tell you why. Cows need to be milked twice a day. There are no vacation days. You can't say to the cows, "Hey, tomorrow's Christmas morning. The kids are going to be opening their gifts. Can't milk you." These cows are so used to being milked that if they're out grazing, they will walk back to the milking barn twice a day to get milked. Are you familiar with this phenomenon, Kirk?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, if you go around enough dairy farms, you learn that. One of the dairy farmers that I spoke with has a rotational had a herd of rotationally grazed Jerseys, and he would every day just walk them back to the barn in the morning, and then he'd walk them out to the pasture in the afternoon, and then he'd go back out when it was time to bring them in, and they'd be waiting for him at the fence, and he'd just he'd take them across the road back to the barn to be milked. So
right,
I mean the cows are they're habitual creatures. They like being milked, and they know when it's time, and you better
be there to do your job. You got to do it. You can't let them get filled up because that can actually hurt them.
Well, it can hurt them, and dairy farmers are, I think, some of the hardest working farmers out there. Then they take very few vacations. They work insanely long hours, and they love what they do, but they also work hard.
And that's what this book is about. This book is about the fact that dairy farmers work so very hard, yet the way the economic model is designed, they make less and less money and more go out of business. So in dairy farm heyday, in your book, you write about, how many dairy farms, how many cows there were at one point in time and the amount of milk that they produced. Do you remember that figure by any chance?
Well, I don't have it off the top of my head, but the story is that there were more cows producing less milk back
right.
in the 30s and 40s and before that, and with technology and efficiency, they've been able to squeeze more milk out of fewer cows.
Right. Now we have like 190 million gallons of milk that we produce from less cows than we did. I don't have the number in front of me, and I apologize, but I want to say that the average dairy cow now produces about 22 pounds of milk a day, where it used to be something like 7 or 8 pounds of milk a day. And I know they go by pounds. They don't go by gallons in the dairy industry. Something like that. Right.
Yeah. Actually, a standard Holstein cow today will produce more like, 60, 70 pounds a day.
Wow. And keep in mind, I love milk from Jerseys, but my farmer, I have a Mennonite farmer that I buy raw and pasteurized milk from. The audience knows about it. We've talked about it a million times. And he has Jerseys and Guernseys, and that's it. And I prefer the milk from Jerseys. The Holstein was actually bred specifically for the commercial milk industry.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, it came from the Dutch. They bred it to have a super high milk production. So to make it into a milk machine that pumped out as much milk as possible with as little inputs as possible.
And it also should be known for those of you out there who are who care about the animal husbandry business from the animal standpoint. The average dairy cow, commercial dairy cow, lives like 7 years, where the average pastured, grass-fed dairy cow lives like 12 to 14 years. So their lifespan is only half, if not less, because these poor animals are really exploited to the maximum capacity of their physical bodies, and it causes them a shorter lifespan.
Yeah, actually, Carl, most mega dairies, industrial sized dairy farms, they'll push their cows for 3 years and then get rid of them. That's becoming the norm. If you have a rotationally grazed cow that's sort of is just allowed to eat as much as she wants, she can live upwards of 20 years.
That's shocking.
It is shocking, yeah. And what's also interesting is that there was a study done about the health of the cows that were being sent to slaughter. When milk cows are sort of tired and the farm doesn't want to keep them anymore, they send them to be slaughtered for beef or for other meat products. The number one reason why these cows were being sent away was that they were lame.
Right.
And lameness is actually a result of the way that of the conditions in which they live. So on a lot of these big farms, these cows are living on concrete a lot, and that makes them lame. So not only is their lifespan, you know, being shortened, and they're being pushed really hard on these industrial-sized farms, but they're also every day they're living on concrete instead of grass.
Right. And to I want to talk about something. We have a couple minutes before we go into the first break. I want to get this out in the open real quick because a lot of people aren't aware of this. I'm a big fan of the series Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're originally from New Jersey, you said, so obviously you have a... Okay, so I've been watching Boardwalk Empire since the beginning, and recently in the third season, they're working in a hospital, and women are coming in, and they're aborting their babies, and they're saying if these women only understood that they need to drink pasteurized milk, this wouldn't be a problem. And I became enraged by that, because that message is one of inaccuracy. What people need to know is in the 1850s, the distilleries, which had all the money, don't forget, because booze was king back then, the distilleries that had all the money decided, we're bottling liquor. We're throwing this mash away. They call it slop, actually. The rendered corn and grain from the process of making alcohol. And they said, you know, why don't we get cows, feed them the slop, milk them, and bottle milk too. And we're closer to the city than the farmer who's all the way out there. We can even deliver it faster. This is where the swill milk epidemic occurred in the late 1800s, early 1900s, where 1,100 people, mostly women and children, died on the East Coast from drinking milk that was infected by cows who had developed mastitis, and there was blood and pus in the milk. Because when you feed cows anything but grass, they get sick, and the milk they produce is sick. We did not need pasteurization for thousands of years until the distilleries destroyed the milk. Now, one would say, why didn't we get the distilleries out of the business and keep them from killing people? Well, one just need look at the money trail. They said, hey, let's try pasteurization. Give us a chance to work on this before we have to get out of the business, because we want to make money in milk. Hence, they experimented with pasteurization. They not only killed the pathogens in the milk, but they destroyed everything that was good about the milk and extended its shelf life, which was a windfall for them financially. And we were robbed of the one thing in nature that was created to be a food. It's written about in the Bible. Milk has always been a good thing. You didn't have to drink pasteurized milk to stay alive. So I just want to get that out there, because the reality is that milk is a big business. We talked with Pete Kennedy from one of the Dairy Farm Legal Defense Funds not too long ago, and we talked about the fact that the milk industry is threatened by people doing business directly with their farmers, because most people go to the store to buy milk, and then while they're there, they get everything else. Milk is a product that gets you to walk in every 3, 4, 5 days. Otherwise, you don't go to the store. So it's important. Okay, let's do this. I got my zealot rant out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Kirk Kardashian. His book is called Milk Money, Cash, Cows, and the Death of the American Dairy Farm. You can get it at Amazon.com, Google Books. It's all over the place. Get yourself a copy. Educate yourself. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP 6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT141, or hard to find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have to thank Adele Musa, contributor to the show and also author of the best blog on the internet, Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, for this interview, because he's the one who alerted me about Kirk Kardashian's book, Milk Money. So farmers are making less and less money. Dairy farmers are making less and less money. Is that because milk is costing less and less, or because there's an overabundance of milk?
Partially it's because of a supply problem. There is probably too much milk out there, and when farmers make more milk than the market is asking for, the price goes down. But really the larger problem is the milk pricing system, and it's a federally regulated price set by the USDA, and it doesn't really take into account the cost of production. So when grain prices shoot up, the farmers aren't getting compensated for that increase in their milk prices.
Interesting. So the government, so is milk considered a commodity? I mean, I'm a neophyte when it comes to like trading and stuff like that. Is milk a commodity? I know pork bellies are.
Yeah, it is a commodity. Yeah, it's traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
See, this is the problem, in my opinion. When, you know, I had a guy tell me about oil. Oil prices were never a problem until it became a commodity and people were able to buy and sell it and trade on, you know, as a commodity. And then all of a sudden, it had an extrinsic value that was more important than the intrinsic value of it as an oil. So if milk is being traded, then there's a greater interest in having the difference between the cost of producing it versus the cost of selling it being a larger variable, because then there's a greater advantage for it to be traded as a commodity. Is that correct?
Well, I think what's happening is that, you know, when something is traded on a stock exchange like that, it's, you know, people are speculating as to what's going to happen in the future, and they're buying up milk, or they're selling milk based on that speculation. So you're getting, you know, these rapid swings in the price that are not really related to the realities of milk production.
Now, the reality is that the small family farm is the one that's suffering. There's some behemoth farms out there. One I drove past from between Arizona and California once. It's out there near New Mexico, and you can smell it from the highway. And they supposedly have, like, I don't know if it's 80,000 head of cow there that they milk day in and day out or something. But why are the small family farms being affected but not the large farms by this price compression?
Well, you know, today actually, all farms are suffering just because the drought in the Midwest caused grain prices to go up, and so the costs of production are really high, and milk prices to the farmers have not kept up. But in general, you're right that bigger farms have been able to be more successful than smaller farms in the modern economy, because big farms have what's called economy of scale. They use their land more intensively. They buy feed at bulk discounts, and they, you know, when you have a razor thin margin like you do in milk, you need to make up for it with volume. And so the farms that have gotten big, I mean, they've been smart to reform their system in a way that brings them more money. But at the same time, they've made life incredibly difficult for small farmers.
You know, pasteurization was the first way that they got small family farms to not be able to sell their milk directly any longer to end users. When pasteurization first became a requirement for milk, most small family farms didn't have the money to buy a pasteurization system or produce enough milk to justify the purchase of a pasteurization system. So they were left, held hostage by the larger dairy conglomerates who were pasteurizing milk. They were buying the milk from the farmer at a wholesale rate, really below wholesale, and the farmer had no alternative because he couldn't pasteurize it himself, so he couldn't throw it away. He couldn't sell it directly. He had to sell it to, you know, one of these big dairy processors. Are you familiar with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there have been sort of numerous episodes in the history of commercial milk production where farmers have had to make a choice of either upgrading their facilities or bowing out. And you know that happened back when farmers switched from putting their milk in cans to storing it in a bulk tank. Bulk tanks were expensive. It happened when farmers were faced with the choice of installing milking parlors with vacuum systems, or just continuing to hand milk the cows, and it happened again more recently with upgrading their herd and investing in genetic technology and investing in higher technology milking parlors too. So you know, all along in the past 100 years, you know, farmers have had to either get more sophisticated with what they do, and spend more money on technology and equipment, or basically say this is not for me anymore, and they shut down.
What's the threat of us losing more and more dairy farmers?
Well, I think it, you know, for one thing, it's food security. So if the more farms we lose as far as the small farms go, their production that they would have been doing is shifting out to these big mega farms, you know, in the West. So And those farms are not sustainable at all because they're trucking in a lot of their grain and, right. and they're putting out all sorts of externalities on the public, like environmental pollution, air pollution.
Waste management. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, so when you're sort of forcing these small farms to go out of business, you're shifting to a system that is really one that is not one that we want.
Well, the other problem is, and we're seeing more and more of this, but when you have centralized food production, then when something does go wrong, listeria, E. coli, blah blah blah, instead of it being the families that buy from a farmer, it's these 12 states and 640 right. people. You know, it's the centralization of food. Those who are in big agri, they will tell you, no, we have to centralize food production. That's the only way to do it. No, that actually puts us at greater risk and really diminishes food safety because not only do you have the higher probability of making entire states or even parts of the country ill, but then think about when that place goes down. You know, you talk about, when you have limited supply of anything, it's being supplied by one or two big groups, and one of them falls apart, you're talking about chaos in that segment of food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, food security is another big issue. And when small farms go out, you have less and less choices as to where you get your food from. That forces you to buy, you know, food that you wouldn't necessarily want to buy. Or if there's a bacterial outbreak like E. coli or something, and it spreads out to 500,000 people. I mean, that's a huge issue that wouldn't happen if people, you know, were able to buy food from small farms individually as like communities or families.
Do you know that, and I'm holding these links in my hand that Adele Moussa sent me a long time ago for another show that we did. Do you know that the E. coli, that is the one that is so damning and hurts so many people and kills so many people, is found in the fecal matter of grain-fed cows and barley-fed cows, but not in the fecal matter of grass-fed cows? So this E. coli that is always a problem, you know, that the USDA and everybody gets up in arms when that E. coli ends up on some lettuce or some spinach, that E. coli doesn't exist on the farm where they have animal husbandry taking place next to agricultural production in cows that are not eating grains. Now, think about
that. That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's a specialized form of E. coli. I think it's the 015787 you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And they found that really only is present in cows that are predominantly grain fed, which is how these big farms mostly feed their cows.
Yes, and you know what? You know why that is? You know what that's a result of? And you write about it. And I want to talk about Imagine in a moment, but you write about it in your book. But you know that's because the pH of a cow's stomach changes to a highly acidic environment when they're fed grains, and that is where that E. coli lives, in the highly acidic environment. Otherwise, the 015787 doesn't occur in rumen stomachs at all. Talk about Bob. Let me see. I've got his name here. I'm sorry. I'm so involved in this here. But Bob. I'm sorry. John Barlow and his cow Imagine.
Yeah, John Barlow is an animal science professor at University of Vermont, and I called him up one day and I said I was writing a book about dairy farms and asked if I could come in and talk to him, and he invited me to come in to the milking barn that the University of Vermont keeps as sort of a research facility and to teach, you know, students about dairy farming, and they have a cow there named Imagine who has what they call a fistulated rumen. And a fistula is basically a surgically placed hole in the side of the cow, so that you can see and reach down right into the cow's guts, you know, the rumen of the cow. And there's a cap on it, so they can close the cap when you don't want to look at it, or you could pry the cap off when you want to, you know, look in there and sort of put your gloved hand in there and see what's going on. So yeah, you can actually see the grass and the feed that the cow has eaten being digested in the rumen when you look in there.
And why is this important? Why are they even looking at that?
Well, they're looking at it so they can understand the connection between what a cow eats and the cow's health and the cow's milk quality.
Yes.
So, you know, they're trying to optimize the amount of milk they can get from a cow while also keeping the cow healthy. And so, it, you know, they're trying to figure out what sorts of nutrients, what length grain and grass is best for the cow. And so they look at, what sort of mix of rations of grain and soybean and oats and barley and things like that they'll put in the feed, and they see it go through the cow's system and how it's being digested.
And are they convinced that a cow can be to some degree healthy and produce some amount of healthy milk while eating other things besides grass?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, dairy cows don't eat just grass, especially on, you know, any commercial farms. They're being fed grass and also a mixture of grain called a totally mixed ration, and that's a mixture of corn and barley and soybeans, and it's higher in protein, and it's designed to help the cow produce more milk and to give the cow the nutrients that she needs. So it's, you know, most farms you're not going to see cows that survive on grass alone. I mean, in the Northeast especially, you know, you can't really feed a cow grass all year because the winter time happens and the grass stops growing. So you have to feed them something else.
This is a totally different area, but we've discussed on this show over the past 8 years numerous times the importance of seasonality. You're right. I can't get milk during the winter because there's so little grass to eat. And what grass the cows do eat, they produce more energy and less milk. So there are about 3 months out of the year that I stop buying milk. And I look at it this way. You know, everybody's so in love with the ancestral diet, the paleo diet, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? We didn't have strawberries all year long. You know? We didn't have milk all the time. And there's a reason for this. Dr. Mauro DiPasquale came on the show and talked about the natural polyphasic diet of humans that we evolved under. So I'm a huge proponent of not getting milk in the winter as opposed to finding alternative diets for these animals. Because quite frankly, it's my understanding, and I've had lots of people that talk about dairy science on this show, the reason that cows need to be given antibiotics at low, you know, subtherapeutic doses is solely because they're eating things other than grass or alfalfa. Because those are things that cause inflammation and, more importantly, disrupt the immune system, which is developed in the cow's four stomachs. So I understand that commerce must meet somewhere in the middle of animal husbandry. So we have to find ways to keep cows productive and keep them on the threshold of being healthy at the same time. But in my humble opinion, we need a renaissance to occur. We need to return to the small family farm who is able to raise pastured cows that we can get milk from them. And as opposed to these scientific endeavors to try to find, well, let's see if we can feed cows this and if they'll stay healthy. It's just my opinion. I mean, you know what? I know that I don't always give enough attention to the middle ground, but to me, it's, you know, look, cows were not designed to eat anything but grasses, and when we start feeding them other things, it, you know, all hell breaks loose. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I'll give you time to respond to that statement. We're talking with Kirk Kardashian. His book is called Milk Money. And it talks about the plight of the American dairy farmer. And we need to pay attention to this because this could be one of those canary in the mine issues. As the dairy farmer goes, so shall food safety. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
And I don't care as long as you say. Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Kirk Kardashian, author of the book Milk Money: Cash, Cows, and the Death of the American Dairy Farm. Here's a good statistic for you, Kirk. Cows that eat one-third of their diet from grass and the balance from grains have an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio of 1 to 6. Omega-6 being the pro-inflammatory and omega-3 being the anti-inflammatory. Cows that receive a diet of two-thirds grass to grains have an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio of 1 to 3. And cows that eat a totally grass diet have an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio of 1 to 1. The same thing found in salmon. And, because, you know, everybody extols the benefits of, oh, well, the omega-3s in salmon. Well, guess what? If you feed cows nothing but grass, it has the same health anti-inflammatory benefits as salmon.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. You know, cows cows evolved to eat grass. And, you know, when you don't feed them that, they sort of respond a little weirdly.
Yeah. Okay, so what can we do to help the American dairy farmer today? Obviously, you wrote this book because you feel like the dairy farmer is kind of being squashed out of existence, right?
Yeah, I do. And I think what people can do is sort of educate themselves a little bit about where their food comes from, and where their milk comes from in particular. If you're like most people, you go into a store and you buy a gallon of milk and you just look for whether it's, you know, 1%, 2% whole milk. You're not really wondering about where it comes from, who made it. So once you have more of a connection with the dairy farmer, you can understand, you know, that it's a tough business, and it's also, it makes a difference if you do it cleanly and do it well, or if you sort of run your cows through the machine and have them out after 3 years. And so, you know, you have to sort of look for milk that is locally produced if you can. Try to figure out if the milk has sort of a quality to it that you wouldn't necessarily see in conventional milk. Look for milk that has a special brand that's not just sort of the conventional milk that you get from Walmart or something like that. So it's all about trying to support the small farmers as much as you can. And if that means buying milk directly from the farm, if you're comfortable with that, then by all means do that.
That's the best of all. I mean, to me, that's the best, because the reality is, you know, CalShare programs are accepted in most states. CalShare programs are so popular in California, Kirk. I was traveling on business. Well, I was there one Christmas and I was watching television and they had a TV ad. And the TV ad was for a commercial dairy product. I'm not going to mention their name, but they're a big, big milk producer. You'd recognize their name right away. And they had a picture of a child crying and throwing a tantrum. And the mom takes the milk out of the refrigerator and starts shaking it. And the kid's crying and she's shaking it. And what they were trying to say was, you know, if you're buying that stuff that's unhomogenized from your local farm, you know, look at how angry your child is getting having to wait for you to shake the container. And I was thinking to myself, really? If your child is that impatient to have something to eat, there's another problem here. It has nothing to do with homogenization. I mean, it was the stupidest commercial I've ever seen, but there are people out there who probably go, you know, that's true. I'm not going to buy that milk that I have to shake anymore.
Yeah, that sounds pretty outlandish. But, you know, I write about one model of a really interesting and sustainable dairy cooperative in the Hudson Valley region of New York. It's called Hudson Valley Fresh. And what they were able to do is band together as 9 dairies that produce exceptionally high-quality milk. And contract with a plant to process just their milk, and they process it and they bottle it under their own name, and they're very transparent. You can go to visit any of those farms. They show you where they are. You can see how the cows are being treated. You can see how the milk is produced. And you know, people are paying a premium for that milk, and it's not actually that much more expensive than conventional milk. It's somewhere in between conventional milk and organic milk, and the farmers are getting a price that is quite a bit more than they would get from selling their milk on the regular market. So it helps the farmer, it helps the consumer by getting a higher quality product, and you know, everybody wins. So if people can go out and find other examples of that in their area, that's really good to support those types of endeavors.
And for those of you who want to learn more about how to do direct business with your farmer, the Weston A. Price Foundation has a website called realmilk.com. You go there and you search by your state, and it'll tell you what farmers are close to you in what cities, and whether they have a cow share program or whether it's one of those more easy to do business. Like Indiana, right across, I live in Kentucky. So you have to belong to a cow share program in Kentucky to get raw milk. But across the bridge in Indiana, they sell raw milk in the health food stores as long as the bottle says not for human consumption. Now, that's like wink, wink, nod, nod. They're selling it at a health food store, so you really think people are buying it for their cats and dogs? Okay, great. Let them think that. Everybody knows that they're buying raw milk over there to drink themselves.
Right, yeah. It's like the smoking paraphernalia that says not only for tobacco use.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. The bong, right. The bong, it says only for tobacco use, exactly. No,
right.
but you know, it's like it's so ridiculous. And this has become, now the milk industry is a huge business, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars, right?
Yeah, the industry is $150 billion a year.
Okay, so we're not talking about small industry here. We're talking about a huge industry that is actually then further hampered by government intervention, right?
Well, I mean, they're hampered really by the federal milk marketing order, which is the federal law that tells processors how much they have to pay to dairy farmers.
And how much do they pay to dairy farmers compared to what they, like, the average gallon of milk in this market here, you know, I'm talking about just the cheapo milk, is like, I want to say it's like $3 a gallon now, I think.
Yeah, that's about right. Well, you know, the processors pay dairy farmers based on a 100 weight. It's 100 pounds of milk. So when the federal government sets the price, there's 10 different regions of the country that the federal government sets the price for, and those are spread out around the country. And so the USDA will say, okay, in region 2 this month, processors have to pay dairy farmers, say, $16 a 100 weight. So that's $16 that the processor is paying to the farmer for every 100 pounds of milk that the farmer sells to the processor. Now, it in all likelihood, it costs the farmer $17, $18 a 100 weight at least to make that milk. So
right.
when the USDA is saying, okay, only pay them $16, the farmer is losing money on every, you know, on every time that they make that transaction.
Well, the other issue here is that there's an opportunity for something called an arbitrage here, because you're buying in one volume of measurement, you're selling in a different volume of measurement. I would estimate that 100 pounds of milk, a gallon of milk is roughly 8 pounds, so I would say that there's probably like 16 gallons of milk in that 100-pound weight, which means that the dairy farmer is probably getting maybe a buck a gallon, and then maybe, like you're saying, it's cost them $1.16 or $1.18 to produce that gallon. So this is a never-ending vicious cycle where he has to keep dipping into other things in order to keep the dairy farm alive.
That's right. Yeah, it's terribly trying psychologically too. These dairy farmers are undergoing lots of stress. You know, they've got these farms that have been in the family for generations, and they identify themselves as dairy farmers, and they can't imagine doing anything else. And when it's so hard to make money doing this, it's really taxing. You know, these guys are getting depressed. Some of them are committing suicide. And what I write about in the book that's really interesting I found is that there's this guy named Mike Roseman who lives in Iowa who specializes in agricultural behavioral health. And he grew up on a farm in Iowa, and he went off, got his PhD, and taught at the University of Virginia for a while, and then decided to go back to Iowa to treat farmers and to administer psychological treatment to them, because he understands where they're coming from and who they are. And this guy, Mike Roseman, came up with this idea of the agrarian imperative, which is the idea that people are sort of born with the need to farm. And once you've been doing that for a certain number of generations, it's really like in your DNA, and it makes giving that up all the harder. And also that, you know, farmers are sort of a special breed of person. You know, they're naturally optimistic. They're really sort of self-sufficient, and they're unlikely to go to other people for help. They're also very, very hardworking, and they're more likely to take risks. So when things get bad, they'll borrow more money, hoping that things will get better.
Right,
and then they just
right.
get deeper and deeper into this hole.
Because they're gonna look at it like this. I just need to stay alive long enough till I find a way to turn things around. So they're gonna take that dollar for that $1.16 and suffer that loss and try to make it up somewhere else in the short term and try to borrow, like you said, borrow money to stay alive until they can figure out what to do next. But the problem is, there's no stability in the industry. The industry keeps going in the opposite direction that they need it to go in. And
that's
so
right,
there's
yeah.
never it's almost like you're that guy in that trailer truck that's hanging off the viaduct and nobody's coming to help you, and you just know it's a matter of time before you fall, but you're cherishing every moment before you fall, trying to figure out how to get out of the truck. It's like it's the inevitable is coming. There's nothing you can do about it. It's really sad.
Yeah.
I want to take
you asked what consumers can do, and the other thing I want to mention that's really important is to voice your support for good farm policy to your congressman. As you probably know, the farm bill was up for reauthorization this fall, and Congress didn't pass a new farm bill. So on September 30th, it expired. And a couple of different support programs for dairy farmers expired along with it, or they will expire at the end of the year. So, you know, the Congress has to know that this is an important issue, and the only way to do that is to have people, you know, talk to their congressmen.
Yeah. But you know what? I have mixed feelings about it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and let's talk more with Kirk Kardashian. He's the author of Milk Money. Kirk, where do you want people to go to get this book?
Well, wherever you want. It's available at your local bookstore and also on Amazon and as a Kindle book as well. So anywhere you get books, you can find my book.
And Senator Bernie Sanders wrote the foreword to this book, right?
Yeah, he did.
So let's talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Kirk Kardashian. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Two of Age Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, UGMPAC, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNStore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart.
Welcome back. There is violence in my heart when I think about what's being done to dairy farmers. I really mean that. I've been talking about it forever on this show. There's a reason that in the Bible it says the land of milk and honey, to try to paint a picture in people's minds of abundance and joy and good things. Milk is the only thing made in nature to be a food. It comes out of your mom. It comes out of other animals. And we have destroyed it. We really have. And we're destroying the poor people who work so hard to bring it to us. Okay, so, Kirk, when we start talking about government intervention, I have mixed emotions, because everything the government gets involved with, and they ruin. So Bernie Sanders wrote the foreword. What was his attitude about all this?
Well, he's one of the senators from Vermont, and he knows that dairy farming is really important to Vermont's economy and agriculture. You know, in the state is mostly dairy farms, so. You know, he's very supportive of dairy farmers, and he's been a big proponent of the Dairy Security Act, which is a proposal in the new farm bill to help farmers out a little bit more, to try to make up for the nonsensical price system that's out there right now. And the Dairy Security Act, you know, includes two important things. One is margin insurance. So when the cost of production gets out of whack with the milk price, farmers can get paid based on that difference. And the second thing is farmers who sign up for that margin insurance will have to sign on for a supply control program that tells them to reduce productivity, reduce the amount of milk they're putting out on the market when the milk price drops. Because historically, what farmers have done when milk prices have gone down is to make more milk to try to bring in more revenue. And what that does is only drive the price of milk down even further. So these two provisions in the Dairy Security Act and the proposed farm bill that passed the Senate in June, I think would really help, and a lot of dairy farmers feel the same way. So he's in favor of that, and he's been a great advocate for dairy farmers. But as we've seen, the House refused to bring the farm bill to a vote this fall before the election, and the farm bill expired, and now we're sort of in limbo.
So they have no help whatsoever now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, the program that was in effect for a long time, called the Milk Income Loss Contract, was paying farmers when the milk price went below a certain threshold. And,
see, but you know, there's something inherent. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking to myself, there's something wrong in this. And it's almost like that. And don't get me wrong, I understand it's because food, you know, we can't jeopardize the food supply. We have to have food supply. So we have to make sure that the people who supply us with food are taken care of in times of famine and you know, drought and so on and so forth, so mm-hmm. that we don't lose control of our food supply. I understand that. But part of my problem is that it seems to me that the interventions that have choked off the dairy farmer, we're trying to like make up for it. We need to get out of the dairy farmer's way. I mean, no pun intended. We really need to get out of dairy farmer's way. We need to, you know, I'm a huge proponent of getting the government out of our pantry entirely. Stop telling me what to eat. Don't subsidize crops and then try to tell me that I should be eating them when they're no good for me. Let the dairy farmers do what they do best. Let them produce milk for the people around them. Get out of their way. I mean, I got a Mennonite farmer. He's got one of the best run cow share programs in the country. He's got buku customers. He sells buku produce to these people. I mean, we buy milk from him, but then guess what? I ordered my turkey for Thanksgiving from him. My turkey will be alive the day before I pick it up. You know, if you get out of farmers' way and let them do what they always did best, and that is to service the families around them, then they don't need any subsidies whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think in a perfect world, we wouldn't need government intervention, government help for dairy farmers. But I think right now we have to think about how we're going to reform the system and make a bridge back to where we should be. And I think the government can play an important role in that transition. If you think about it, dairy farmers, for the most part, are sort of disaggregated community of people. They're not terribly connected with one another.
Right.
They don't talk to each other about how much milk they're making. And
they have
and
no time to. All they do is work, the poor people.
Well, exactly, yeah. But the processors are owned by two or three huge multinational corporations. So there's a huge power imbalance there.
Yes.
And so the processors not only can make their system much more efficient and control costs, but they can also dictate to the farmers how much they're going to get paid for their milk. So, I think
it's price fixing. It's price. You know what's really funny? The guy who came up with the Got Milk campaign, his name is Kevin Granger. He owns an ad agency in Los Angeles called Carry On Communications, and they worked with the National Dairy Council. He lives here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hmm.
Actually, he lives in Anchorage, a suburb of Louisville. These organizations that appear to represent the dairy industry really don't represent the dairy farmers, in my opinion. They represent the dairy industry, and the dairy farmers are held hostage by the dairy industry. Am I accurate by saying that?
Well, I think it depends on what you're talking about, but I think what you might be you might have a point with is some of these dairy cooperatives. You know, they and this has been shown in numerous lawsuits that have come out, antitrust lawsuits against Dairy Farmers of America and Dean Foods, which have been accused of colluding to fix the price of milk.
Right.
Some of these dairy cooperatives, they take the money that was made from making milk and then they go and invest it in processing plants. And they don't have to share the profits from the processing business with the dairy farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got is a system where you're forcing dairy farmers to work really hard and get and make this milk product, and you're taking the profits from that and putting it into another business and not giving them the money back.
Right.
And that's a real injustice, and nothing really has been done about it from the government's perspective. The Department of Justice looked into it in a sort of preliminary basis, but decided not to do anything. And there have been two antitrust lawsuits in the private sector that have resulted in huge settlements from Dean Foods, $30 million in the Northeast and $100 million in the Southeast. So, as if farmers didn't have enough to deal with, with this federal pricing system, they've also got these
exploitation.
Huge companies who are...
Yeah, exploitation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's terrible. And you know what? There's a special hell for anybody who exploits a farmer. Because you talk about the most honest, God-fearing, kind-hearted, hardest... You know what? In a culture that I like to refer to as the lottery mentality. You're talking about, these people work from morning, sun up to sun. Actually, they're up before the sun and they're still up when the sun goes down and they're still working. And they do that 7 days a week and there's no holidays. There's no, we're taking off for Christmas. There's no, animals need to be taken care of every day. You can't tell the cows, we're going on a family vacation. We'll be back in a week. Milk yourself. Doesn't happen that way. These people work and they never complain. You ever meet a farmer? They don't complain about anything. I asked my Mennonite farmer, and I talked about this on my show one day. I said, Jay, I said, what do you do for fun? And he looked at me kind of quizzically. And I said, what do you do for fun? You like to go fishing? You like to go hunting? And he looked at me and said, well, farming is fun. And I says, yeah, but isn't there anything that you get joy from doing? Like, other than farming? And he looked at me and goes, no, he goes, I get a lot of joy from farming. And I thought to myself, there's a blessed person right there. And we take these people, we exploit these people. We take advantage of them. We don't even give them what they deserve. I'm not saying that they should make as much money as the guy who ran GE or Richard Branson, but I don't think they should be squeezed into the ground and exploited just because they're good, kind, hardworking people who don't vocalize their disenchantment with the way they're being treated.
Yeah, that's true. Dairy farmers are not one to complain, for sure. I've never met a dairy farmer that has much of a hobby off the farm either.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyway, look, great, great book. I think it's something that had to be written. I hope that you get the publicity about this book that you deserve. The book is called Milk Money. I love the title, by the way. Milk Money, Cash, Cows, and the Death of the American Dairy Farm, and we cannot let this continue to happen. I got my friend Howard to join our cow share program, and mm-hmm. he picked up 2 gallons of milk a couple weeks ago, And I was standing there with him, and he said, this is the best tasting milk I've ever had. I said, but what do you notice about it? I said, before you even taste it, what do you notice? I said, look at the milk. And he looked at it for a minute. He goes, it's not white. I says, no. What color is it? He goes, it's kind of like golden color. I says, yeah, that's all the beta carotene that cows develop from eating grass. I mean, there's nothing better than grass-fed milk.
You can tell a difference with high quality milk for sure. Yeah, it tastes better and it feels better too.
And guess what? It's good for you. It's what nature intended it to do. It's healthy. It heals the body. It heals what ails you. It doesn't cause cancer. It doesn't cause high cholesterol. It doesn't cause all the problems that this artificial crap that they sell us at the grocery store, that they use whitening agents to make it whiter. I don't even want to talk about that. Anyway, listen, Kurt Kardashian, I appreciate what you've done with this book. Great, great work, and I hope that you are successful in spreading the word.
Well, thank you so much, Carl. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Okay. Keep in touch, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. And also, I want to thank our first guest, Dr. James Oshman. I'm sorry. You can go to his website, energyresearch.us, to learn more. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.